Welcome to your daily devotional, April 16th. When leaders lead, Judges chapter 5 in verse 2. When leaders lead in Israel, when the people willingly offer themselves, bless the Lord. This is the first verse of Deborah and Barak's song of thanksgiving for God's deliverance of Israel. The year was about 1217 BC. Back in the days when God periodically raised up judges in Israel. The nation of Israel would go time and time again through the cycle of sin, bondage, repentance, deliverance, through judges whom God raised up for the purpose, and rest. Note that in that day, the Israelites in authority led well, enlisted the help of the people, and acknowledged the Lord as the God from whom their deliverance ultimately came. Today we find ourselves in a time of great national trial. Christians are exhorted by Scripture to pray for all men, and specifically for kings and all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. It is written of Israel and can be applied to the United States of America, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. So we pray for all our leaders, those leaders who exhibit strong and wise but compassionate leadership, not abusing their trust, and acknowledge and promote the true and living God revealed on earth in the person of Jesus Christ, are likely to bring the Lord's blessings upon all the people. They need your prayers. Those who do none or only some of these things, to a certain degree, likewise need your prayers. Solomon prayed for wisdom and received it. How much more so could God grant wisdom to many leaders to lead in response to the pleas of his many Christian spiritual fighters? When the people willingly offer themselves as prayer warriors, the battle can be won. The unseen enemy, the plague, can be defeated. And we pray this happens sooner than later. When it does, I sure hope that we'll be like Deborah and Barak singing the praises of the one from and through whom all victories are won, God the Lord, Jesus Christ. Meanwhile, until that day, let us keep our faith fainting not and persevere through this time of national trial. Prayer warriors, get on the front lines and pray for your leaders.